Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Yes, Dominic. Hi guys. Hi guys. All the way from H-Town. It's Musically here with Lyric. Lyra, if you guys have not heard of him, you guys should. If you guys are part of that concert or you guys have heard that other anonymous show, I'm not going to mention it because I get a headache every time I mention him, so I'm not going to mention the name of it. But anyway, I'm glad to have you with us. Welcome.
What's up? What's up? Loud
Yeah.
mob in the building.
Yeah, thank you for having us, man.
Absolutely. Oh, and this is Chifa, yes. Chief, I'm a huge fan, by the way. I wanted to always have you on too.
Thank you, thank you. Me and Lyric Loud been doing this forever, so it's good to know people rock with us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been rocking with you guys since what? Since the first one you guys did. The first one, I was like, yep, those two are definite. I'm putting those on my to-do list. I'm making sure those happen. You guys are one of those.
Yeah, man. It had to happen. It definitely had to. It was about time. Not even that. I like what you do as well, we
Oh
just
yeah,
had
we
a
have to be
team
here.
to, yeah, definitely, so.
Aw, thanks. You guys are so sweet. Thanks again for being patient. I appreciate you being cool and everything.
Oh yeah, no problem,
Oh,
no problem.
gotta understand things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of understanding, now I remember. Actually, it was the concert actually that I remember one of you did it. I don't remember you both doing it. Or did you both do it? I'm trying to remember who.
The concert, both of us, we kind of got caught up with, I think it was a family situation, so we didn't have a chance to do it, and I had to take a trip back to North Carolina, which both of us is from. We're from Fayetteville, North Carolina, same city as J. Cole, Of course, we didn't have a chance to do the concert, but we was there. We did see everybody that was doing it. Everybody was great that was on it. There was a lot of people. Oh yeah, there was a lot of people that day that brought like a lot of styles, different, unique flows and stuff. It was interesting, Not even that. We actually going to participate in the next concert that y'all have. That y'all put together. So hopefully one day there's another one that, we're gonna be on that one. Lately we've been on point with just knocking out stuff. So, now it's kind of time to get back to, the mainstream and put some music out and everything else that we have to deliver.
Oh yes, absolutely. And so exciting. I do want to see you guys both perform. And I actually have always, I actually, if you guys were to ever do it, I actually had a dream performance of you two actually like duetting because you guys are so amazing together. I've seen you guys do amazing things together, both on social media bleh, and also in music. I would love to see you guys do a duet or
Yes.
do like a collab performance. Like that would be amazing.
Yeah, we're very entertaining. I can't say that, especially me and Chief are together. Yeah, we definitely very entertaining. And
I just dropped behind the scenes on my channel, Chief of YZ on YouTube. And then Lyric Lyra actually has a collab coming out. Now, if he wants to tell y'all the name, then I'll let him know. But it's coming out soon.
It's called
it's The Dreams Do Come True.
You know what? Forget it. On here, I'm gonna announce it first on here before anywhere else. So it's called Red Massacre. It's a collab with me and Chiefa. And it's coming out soon. I'm still working on the dates and stuff. I'm still trying to get off my first project. Well, my next project, Me Versus Me. So Me Versus Me should be dropping sometime in the middle of December or maybe towards January. I just don't want to interfere with Christmas and everything going on, you know. So trying to play it smart. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming soon.
Ooh. Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Y'all got me excited. This might be one of the best part of my day. It's the best part of my day.
That's what's up. That's up. Yeah, we were looking forward to this as well. We were like, yeah, you know, I can't wait, you know. It's true. But, you know, it's patient. Go ahead.
They'll stop it. Y'all were not lying. You guys were not.
Nah. Y'all ready to go fat blunt.
No,
I was like, no, I'm ready to vibe.
Yeah, you know, we don't. We usually
talk about everyone's projects and what we got planned.
Ooh, so exciting, so exciting. And now the song. Now I'm very interested in the song, actually. Those songs, those two that you guys have together. Are those like your first time collaborating, or you guys have done it in the past? Or is this like, you know, your first big project? Or is this like another one of the regular collabs?
This is actually Lyric had another channel, Lyric Lyra, same exact name, and it got deleted. We don't know how it got deleted, but it got deleted one day. It was just down. Somebody took it down or hacked it or whatever happened. But we had like four collab mixtapes on that one. And then the only one we have now from the new channel and my channel that I have is Hustle and the Hitter. So this is actually Lyric Lyra's first collab with me and him on his channel, where it's just me and him every song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big project. Everyone's been waiting on it. A lot of people have been waiting for us to do another collab other than Hustle and the Hitter since all the other ones got deleted. So,
yeah.
Oh, so this is your first collab on record right now. It's the first one.
The first collab the first collab on my channel is the first collab. So, there's already a collab out called The Hustler and the Hitter. Actually, it has, we got the first one, the second one out. Everybody's waiting on the third one. Everyone's been asking about The Hustler and the Hitter 3. That one also, I don't know. I can't really say. That's Chiefless, you know, call right there. That's more his mixtape than Mars.
Middle of the year. We don't let Red Mouse here take over the beginning.
Oh, okay, so yeah, so it's coming out then towards the middle of the, next year, 2022. So we've been trying to do a lot of collabs that we can. We just been focusing on features and solo projects for right now. We just left out of a label, actually, and it was a bad deal with that one. And we kind of had to go head-to-head with everybody, and they shut down. So we kind of took out a whole label recently. So, it's a lot
of things. Oh, my God.
Black Label Disc Records on fire.
Yeah. If you actually look on our channel, you'll see some of the disc tracks for them. But it wasn't about no money or anything. That's what the owner was saying, that it was problems with paying this and that. It wasn't that. Money was never the issue. The problem was the guy...
He had allegations of being a pedophile too. We're just gonna put that out there. So once we found out that, we cut ties, and then he got mad at making something else.
Yeah, we cut ties, and plus too, there was other record companies like Black Goats and stuff like that, and what was another one? Gorilla Mob, and what's the other one? It was
Bentley Records.
Bentley Records. You know, they was basically saying that they wasn't affiliated by him. So we didn't want that image to be with us because of the fact that we were signed with them for a short period of time. And then it was just the way how they was moving. They was trying to separate me and Chifa. So they didn't really want us working together like that, you know. They wanted us to be separate, which that wasn't a problem anyway. But we was trying. Yeah, it was a lot of mess in there, you know. And then, you know, R.I.P. to Young Dolph. But you know, he kind of said some disrespectful things about Young Dolph as well when he passed away. And you know, I had to, you know, G check him on that. And then, you know, there was a lot of G checking him on. And eventually, me and Chief, we just
parted ways with the allegations.
Yeah, we part ways from him, and then we was like, forget it. So for a while, we wasn't dropping nothing for a little small moment because, you know, we actually had a record deal. And it just went down south because the way how he was kind of running it, you know, and we just wasn't with it, you know. But now we're signed to my brother's Keeper now. So hopefully things will be good with that.
MBK.
Yeah.
Y'all, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Hawk Live, The Menace, Cold Step, everyone we've been working with.
Yeah, you know, so we're just trying to just
mention his name.
Huh?
What's up?
Oh.
I get one. But he did. But we got our Loud Mom Productions in there.
Yeah. So we're kind of working on our own brand as well. In the meanwhile, you know, so hopefully we can kind of, you know, bring a little more things to the table for our fans. You know, that's what it's all about for our fans. You know, so.
I know music bumping.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The name's starting to freak me out again.
I'm sorry.
Well, how about this then? What do you got planned? Usually people don't ask you musically, but what's in your calendar? What's big events you got popping next?
Yeah.
The name I was talking about, Hawk Life, that was the name I was talking about. But as far as what I got planned, and I've already told the fans, so they already know, this podcast is did get greenlit to do season 3, so... It's going to be official next year. Okay. Next year is going to be season 3.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah, big thing.
Oh, thank you. My God, what is it? Oh, yeah. I actually partnered up with a record label to do concerts with them and to do other collab projects, so that's very exciting.
Hell okay. Yeah.
What y'all gonna call the next concert? Do y'all come up with a name for it?
Not yet. We're actually in the submission process of our recent one, The Rise of the Phoenix. We're actually still, because that one's coming the 30 and the 31st. So we actually have not thought about next year yet. But I do have so many ideas for next year. One of them he mentioned was a virtual tour. We're thinking about doing a virtual tour. We have to think about how that will work. But we got a lot of concerts coming up. So if you guys want to do one, I got tons. We never stop doing concerts. We both love doing virtual concerts. So I don't think we're ever going to stop. I don't think that will never stop.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just let us know. We'll definitely participate. Definitely, yeah, sure. We'll bring some good, especially for next year. I mean, like I said, man, the music that's in the vault. Like, you know, we got a lot of good projects that's in the vault, and I can't wait to share with the whole world and, you know, be able to perform them as well. So yeah, definitely let us know, man. Definitely, we'll be in the building. We'll probably bring some of the other members of Loud Mob, depending on if they have anything going on themselves, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. I'll be sure to let you guys know. Absolutely. And I love all the content you guys are making together. It is so, so wonderful. And it's weird, too. You guys are actually... Are you guys actually, like, siblings, or you guys just go by brothers? Like, Are you guys actually born siblings? Are you guys actually still by bros?
We brothers, brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like to say that we just go by brothers because we rock with each other harder than we rock with our own real siblings. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, we've been knowing each other for 20 plus years since first grade. So, you know, we started making music when we were like 7 or younger or so. And then, you know, one day we just, you know, started writing and, you know, we kind of took it to the farther beyond level. Eventually we started, you know, putting out little projects here and there. And, you know, we formed a whole rap group, you know. After that, we kind of canceled that rap group. And then we just brung it all together. And then that's what made, you know, Loud Mob, you know. And then ever since then, we've been just going for higher ground, just keep pushing. And then eventually everybody just liked the music. So we kept just putting out content, you know, because, you know, everyone needs, you know, real music, you know. Music has changed, you know, definitely from a big time, you know, from the 2000s, 19s, and even now. So we're kind of pushing our own kind of taste of music, our own genre of music, you know.
It's a new wave.
Definitely, I can say a new wave. We're definitely different for sure. And, you know, I mean, and some things, you know, we kind of got a similar vibe to other artists, you know, but we'll always keep people entertaining, you know, depending on what you're looking for. Like, we have it. It's just, you know, we're trying to put out a lot more different contents of different genres of music as well. So we're very open to any type of music, you know. So that's kind of a good thing about, you know, the group, you know, is that everybody kind of, you know, have different, you know, opinions and different perspectives and viewpoints and genres that, you know, we putting out. And it kind of just shaped itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love this, too. I love that you guys, you know, together. And I also like that you guys are doing it maturely. Like, you're not just, you know, some people take it too far whenever they're, like, a duo. Like, they take it too far. But you guys are taking it, like, maturely. Like, you guys are taking it, you know, like adults. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. We do our own things and we do things together. I see what you're saying. Like, we don't do every single song together. We, like, do our own stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. We do. We have our own independent, you know, app mixtapes as well, and, you know, music as well that we do have. And, you know, that's kind of the best part because, you know, although maybe to other people's eyes, it seems like we're competing, but we're not competing. We're just living in a moment and just trying to grasp what, you know, the music means to us or what we can do for the music, you know, because in the day it's all about the music and it's all about the fans, you know. But at the same time, you know, we do have goals that we want to accomplish, and getting there is just experiencing as well growth and development. So, you know, one day we'll get there, you know.
That's a guarantee. You'll get there. It's a guarantee.
Thank you.
I mean, forget hope. It's going to happen.
Oh yeah, I can see it happening. I can see
major moves we made lately with quality and studio and certain things we got going on that we can't really talk about right now because it will let future projects. But just know we got a lot of projects. Like Bruh said, they in the vault. I'll let you know. Like, there's at least 4 or 5 in the vault that we know that we got. So we know what's going to come. So we just being humble. We drop music. We also trying to push other artists and have everyone like kind of have a movement together and keep everybody in tune with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna blow.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you guys have been grinding, especially with the content you both been putting on Instagram. Chief, I apologize for not being on Instagram. Well, for you, I haven't been on the page so long. I actually had to make a new account. I know you were one of those that forgot. But Lyric, I have seen your Instagram many times, actually.
Yeah, I stay posted on there sometimes. It's not a lot, but whenever I get a chance, I'm on there. I'm on a lot of other social medias as well. I'm sometimes, I mean, that's just a good way to connect with my fans and, be able to know like what they want to hear or what they think or kind of what their vision is on their perspective of how they view me as an artist, So I try to keep an open mind of different levels and opportunities that I can reach, to kind of keep this whole persona and this whole image that I'm carrying, to, keep that and as well just, continue growing with it. So yeah, I like to engage with my fans and, it's a cool thing, Sometimes I'll be going live on Instagram. I don't know if you be seeing me. Sometimes I'll be going live on Instagram and I'll be, in the gym working out or something, So.
Very loud, but I ain't gonna cap. I ain't been on Instagram like that. Bro's been trying to get me to come back on there, so I'm coming back.
You should.
I'm an invert, you know what I mean? I'm like introvert. I mean, so I don't really.
Yeah.
I vibe with only a certain. If I even do anything with you, that means I either trust you or the person who said that they trust you. You know what I mean? So, whenever I show up, that means I'm really in tune with it, or I believe in what I've been hearing, and I show up. You know what I mean? That's why I fuck with Musically, or I don't know if I can curse. No, I don't even ask, but I, you know what I mean? I like everybody that I mess with, and I try to keep my circle small so
Yeah,
people
definitely.
know when I'm around. It's stamp. Same thing with lyrics. So, like, it's a
Yeah.
good podcast. Oh, my bad. It's also been major moves making on our side and both sides. So I'm just been excited for the year coming up, knowing that the year is coming to an end. The final two, my mixtape's coming out. Bro's final mixtape for the end of the year vibe. And we know next year you gotta work hard and go harder. So just knowing plans and knowing what we have done for this year compared to what we're gonna do in the future is exciting. Knowing we already have it in the vault as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm excited for you guys too. I'm so excited. I always need new music to listen to. So knowing you guys have new stuff, that's like so exciting. It's on my bucket
I don't
list.
know if you heard behind the scenes yet, but like I said, Chief YZ on YouTube, Larry Lauer on YouTube. And if you haven't heard behind the scenes, then definitely check it out. It just dropped
Oh
like a
shit,
day
you know what?
ago.
I've said Chifa. Yes,
YZ.
I'm sorry. I messed up your last name. That's my bad.
Oh no, it's
I
fine.
didn't know that's how you're supposed to say it. I said yes.
It's kind of like XXX, Tentacion. It's like I let people. You know what I mean? View my name the way they want to, they'll find out the real name, or they just like saying it the way they say it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a nickname people make for me, so I don't mind.
Yeah, same thing with me, like my last name
Yeah,
for my rap
because
name.
Lyric's last name is Lyra, and everyone calls him
Lyra.
Lyra, so he kind of so it's Lyric Lyra. It means constellations of a star.
It's a constellation. Yeah, it's a constellation of a star. I like, star constellations and, atmosphere and, stuff like that. So one day I was a kid and, I was outside smoking a cigarette and I was kind of looking up and me and this girl that, I'm loving whatever was talking on the phone, whatever, and we kind of saw the same star from, from where she was at. And they had back then they had like this little app thing that can tell you like what the star was. So I saw it says Lyra and I was like, okay, all right, So, I ran with it, And, I had my name Lyric Crisis Lyra, but then I had changed it back to the original name of just Lyric Lyra. So, yeah, so that's how, Lyra came about. Then I started really getting into star constellations and, different things like that,
Oh, that makes sense of your name now. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's off the Summerline Fault, like towards that region. It's in like region 13. So, a lot of times you might hear me say 1366. A lot of numbers got a lot to do with the group too as well. So, it's in the 13th region. It's on the Summerline Fault, and then you'll find Lyra. And it's still kind of young, so it's still gonna be here close to a billion years. So that's the best part of it, So, I didn't want a star that, was going to pretty much like become a shooting star or explode within gases within the time that I'm still here on Earth. So I wanted a star that, was still going to be here while I'm existing, or at least my generation existing long enough, And, I guess it was like God's way kind of, showing me destiny. And then when I kind of saw the story, when I was talking to her, I was like, I looked it up and I was like, damn, okay, Lyra, like, he's still kind of young, I ran with it ever since, it was just perfect, LL, it was perfect. So.
Well, explain my name, Chief of YZ. YZ comes from Yellowstones, was my ri original rap name. Then I original rap name. Then I changed it to Chiefa because my mom always calls me Chiefa because I smoke with her all the time, and she would always call me Chiefa all the time. Like, Chiefa, you want to smoke? Chiefa, you want to do this? So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go with that, Chiefa YZ. So I still kept Yellowstones. I just abbreviated to YZ. The first letter is Y in Yellowstones. The last letter is Z. So YZ, Chiefa YZ. That's where I came up with my name. I've been with for like 3, 4 years.
Yeah, shout out to Mom Dukes, shout out to, his, Chiefest mama and my mama as well.
Oh yeah, Betty Go In. She got her songs.
Yeah, my mama got her
Mama got her
songs.
hits too now.
Yeah.
Everybody be doing music. Pretty good. Betty McGraw, you gotta go check out her YouTube as well.
Yeah,
Songs
definitely.
right.
You'll catch me on it as well.
Yeah.
Ooh. Exciting. And speaking about family, were your fans like very musically inclined? Were those like elements in there, or music just came from just you? Now that we're just talking about family and all, was music, always part of your life,
Well, I can go first because mine's a little more simple. No, I'm just a weirdo that everyone doesn't understand why I can do the things I do. No one in my family is except for like singing and like doing country. But I live like my family's in Baltimore. I live in North Carolina with just my mom. Grew up differently from my whole family, and I'm like I said, I don't really talk to a lot of people or really stay in touch with a lot of people if I really don't mess with them like that. But I do love my family, but you know what I mean? Like I do other things that I try to keep my family away from. So, but yeah, they sing like songs, but no one makes music. No one like makes music or writes music or known for doing music. Like my grandma does art. A lot of people do art in my family, but music stuff, nah. No one really stepped into music like that.
Oh my God.
My
Oh
family,
my God, really?
I was bored, and I got ADHD and schizophrenia and problems, so music kind of like helped me when I had nothing growing up.
Yeah, and then my family, well, my mom, she could sing. Back then, she tried to actually make it to be an R&B singer, and she nearly came close. I remember going to one of her concerts, and a gospel singer, she almost got signed by a gospel singer, and no, it was a country singer, my bad. And she didn't want to go into that lane. So, if anything, I know that she wanted gospel as well. But, my mom, she always like had this black, little CD collection and stuff with old school, like very old school music. So, music been in my family for a long time, I actually, heard that there's a couple celebrities that actually, I'm supposed to be related to them. I don't know if it's true or not, but
Ooh.
one of them, I can kind of believe it. But
Ooh.
I mean, we'll
It
see what
probably
happens.
is. I mean, unless she told you yourself, I mean.
Who? You said who?
No, you said it probably is, unless, like, the
Oh,
person that you think it is told you that you're not.
yeah. I never really reached out and like asked him, because I mean, like, he's a celebrity,
Well,
but my
I
mom,
don't have to get a time machine to know.
My mom, you know, she kind of pointed out like a lot of things, you know, about even his family. When I did kind of look into it, I was like, okay, this is kind of a coincidence now. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, this might be real. And, you know, I just kind of left it as that, you know, because I just didn't want to know. And not even that, like, you know, I don't want to reach and do all the other stuff, you know, so I just left it as that. When time comes and, you know, when I do become an artist and stuff, I'll ask them then, you know. So that's kind of one of my, like, you know, goals, you know, whenever I become a, you know, an artist and I make it, then I'll see then. But on top of that, like, you know, my mom could sing, my brother, my sister was like, you know, rapping as well. You know, they was into music. You know, all three of us used to, you know, rap together and make music together, and we used to like share each other papers and kind of grade each other
Wait,
papers on our rap style. Like it was like some school type stuff. And
way back in the day, do music over the phone. Me and Lyric started doing music over the phone and having concerts over
We
the
did,
phone.
man. We used to have,
We were like 12 years old.
we used to have the whole school, man.
Oh,
Like we used to pass out like little flyers and stuff, and everybody, like back then, shoot, like everybody, you know, had conference call, and everybody's phone was free around like 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So we had a show around 10, just, you know, rapping and whatever over the phone, and everybody had to bring two people because you could only bring two people to a conference call. You know what I mean? And you know, it was pretty big, and it eventually got annoying because like so many people was talking at once, and we were like, everybody just hang up. But
we just hang up and break it up, call each other back, invite certain people back that were really serious to listen to music. It
you
used to
know,
be
so
dope. It used to be lit.
we did everything possible we could with music, and you know, I, you know, I like music. It helped me, you know, it helped me, got through a lot of things as well, depression, anxiety, you know, a whole nine yards, you know. So, you know, music does revolves around my family really heavy. Really, really heavy.
Yeah, I'm just
That's
the weird guy
very good.
walking in the neighborhood, pissing people off. Facts.
Nice. And has music like deeply helped you? Like, have you ever really had an experience where music was, you know, especially helpful experiencing a real life crisis? So in a real life crisis, has music been helpful
Yeah.
to you?
Hell yeah, Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD, XXXTentacion, The Kid
Yeah.
LAROI, 50 Cent, definitely when I was growing up. I used to listen to man, what's the
Pastor
fucking
Troy, you know,
Things are bulletproof.
Lil Boosie was a big influence as well. Tupac, Biggie, Eazy-E, Rakim. A
Bone
lot
Thugs.
of bone, especially Bone Thugs.
Shout out to Bone Thugs and the Verses. They definitely won that. I don't mean to
They
get off
definitely did
track.
on it. Yeah, they did.
I
Everybody capping, man. Bone Thugs
love
did want that,
Juicy.
man.
Definitely love Juicy J.
I don't know what Juicy J was doing. That's my guy, but I don't know what he was doing, man. Like they wasn't even doing songs off of 3-6 Mafia. They were just doing his own singles. I'm like, yep, from that time that happened, I'm
Hey,
like,
you know he had to hold it down.
yeah, he did have that money
The bone was
back. But still, I was like, what in the world is this man
tearing
doing? He
him up. They shouldn't beat him
pulling
like
his
that.
own solos. Like, what in the world? Like, Bone Thugs didn't even do that. They did that one time. They're like, yeah, we got a movie in it. We got a song in our movie too. I like, yeah, I would have done the same thing. But other than
He's a
them,
different player.
Schoolboy Q, Kendrick Lamar, you know, I mean, the list kind of go on.
Right now, Lil Durk, King Von, rest in peace, Von.
Yeah, NLE Choppa. Trippie Redd, definitely Trippie Redd. That's my guy. Duke Deuce.
Ooh. Classic ones. Those are very good classics. Very good. Very excellent. But I'm glad they helped you a lot. That's very good they helped you. That's really, really important that they did. That's very good.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, every day you can learn something with music. every day.
Ain't nothing but the truth right there. That's all but true. How about you? And speaking about the learning part, what kind of improvements or what kind of things major that you've learned about throughout your musical journey in your way?
Well, my biggest thing is being comfortable with myself. I always make music for myself before I think about what fans and everybody else will think. That's the biggest thing I ever learned. As long as I listen to it and I enjoy it, then I know at the end of the day that when other people mess with it, and if anyone has anything negative to say about it, I'm happy with it. You know what I mean? So I know that it might not be your lane, might not be something that you like, but I'm happy with it. I like it. I know you can't say nothing about it that's negative or like, you know what I mean, just come at it where, you know, you just hating. Now, positive things like, oh, you should have did this, or oh, you should remake these songs or stop doing these songs and you go back to this style, that's cool. But people that just come on and just hating because, you know what I mean, they're tied to some beef or some bullshit that's not nothing to do with music, then I don't really respect that. But yeah, at the end of the day, as long as you make music that makes you happy and you listen to it every day and you know what I mean, push your own stuff, then you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. I feel the same way, too. We had a lot of people in the past, you know, they try to, you know, give us criticism, you know, and you know, I like criticism, you know, both of us like criticism, you know, because, you know, it either help you with growth, it helps us with growth, or, you know, basically it just let us know, like, what type of fan base somebody else have, you know, especially if there's beef or whatever, not just that. You know, I can say that, you know, we definitely love our fans, you know, because they always make us, you know, keep pushing ourselves to go to the highest form that we can possibly go. And, you know, just by seeing them also like engaging in our songs as well, or, you know, the feedbacks that we get from them, you know, even if it's like criticism as well, like, you know, like we really adore that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we just want people to adore our shit, you know? So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know. I feel like that struggling, you know, especially when we came from, which you can see on one of our old channel, we came from, you know, poor quality to good quality. Now, like, every day you learn something, you know. And, you know, we be telling other artists the same thing, like, yo, like, this is a stepping stone, you know what I mean? Like, don't be discouraged about what you're making. The point is that you got your name out there and you're doing what you love to do the most. That's your passion. Keep doing what you're doing. There's others that's always going to try to, you know, stop your grind or stop you from doing something that you're really inspired doing, because whatever inspired you, or just because you inspire others. But at the end of the day, you know, there's beautiful people out there with beautiful souls that's always going to enjoy your shit, you know? So, you know, when you have the torch, you got the torch, you know what I mean? From that point, you just go with it. You just continue learning.
Kill shit, red, bro, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, that touched my heart.
Yeah. That's how I feel about music, man. You know, like...
No kidding, no, not kidding.
Yeah, that's just technology 101.
Facts.
Of course. We're here. And I like that y'all are very positive. You guys, and reinforce positivity. Do you guys also do that in music, or you guys just, you know, just generally do it wherever you go?
Well, you see, Here's the thing with my music. A lot of people would be like, it's negative, but negative can be positive. You know what I mean? Just like something positive could be negative. You know what I mean? So my music basically makes you think, you know? So basically everything that I'm, you know, spitting or I'm writing or I'm taking the time out to rap and, you know, making sure that everything is, you know, in its, you know, perfect perfection and everything, like, it's going to make sense. It's not going to be to the point where it's going to make somebody feel like, oh, yeah, well, I'm persuading people to do this because of dumb shit. You know, like, it's actual real closest thing to reality. Like, me and bro came from a background where, you know, we seen the hoods, we seen the streets, we seen this, we seen that. So, you know, you're going to get pure, raw, real shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's unfiltered. So, you know, a lot of other people would be like, oh, well, you know, it's negative music. No, it's positive, you know, especially for people that grew up around.
Make sure you got your love in tune, you know?
Yeah, so then we got songs that's like love in tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, then we also got love songs as well, you know, because, you know, me and bro been through a lot of heartbreaks. You know, we've been through a lot of, you know, yeah, you know, so, you know, we understand, you know, when it comes to, you know, you're wanting to find someone. So we also have, you know, positive music as well. When it comes to love, we have positive music when it comes to, you know, a lot of other things, you know. So it just all depends on the listener and how they want to take, you know, the music acts, you know. And I cannot say that my music are negative. Personally, I cannot, because the way how I see it, you know, it's positive. It's just depending on how the listener themselves view the music, because there's a lot of double entendres, or there's a lot of, you know, different meaning behind each lyrics, you know, and it just makes you think. So basically, I just want you to relate to what I'm saying, but at the same time, I want to relate to, you know, everybody possibly that I can. So it's like straight down the middle. There's no over the fence or anything. You know what I mean? Unless if it depends on what type of music I'm making, you know, then it's one-sided. But majority of the times, it's always straight in the middle, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of the one side, speaking of that, both of you guys, honestly, is there even one way to describe your music? Is there even one way that you guys go, like, all the way? Like, you can do, like, any genre, like...
Anyway, yeah. I got a song called Don't Cry. That's like a singing R&B. Bruh's got a lot of techno with Technology 101. There's a lot of different types of singing, different styles of music as far as heartbreak, love, deception of love, being the person who's, you know what I mean, hurting the other person, or being the one who's being hurt. There's a lot of perspectives or everything.
There's some pop music, rap, hip hop. There's blues.
Topics, yeah.
We got kind of like a blues and kind of jazz song. I remember one of our old songs, and I used to have a rock or like a heavy metal song, but that channel got taken down, so it's not up. I'm actually thinking about coming out with a rock mixtape or a heavy metal mixtape. It's just, I've been just so busy lately. We have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of different genres. So, yeah, you know, as I was saying in the beginning, like, that's what makes the group kind of, you know, really, you know, special, because everyone is so in tune into different styles because of themselves and their personality and characteristic, and it really shows what type of person that they are, you know, or what type of mind that they have, or even if it's, you know, just, you know, expressing their true feelings or, you know, their thoughts or things like that in that nature. So we have a lot of different genres, definitely.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I love that you guys go into all different places, so you guys can do like most genres is really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So if I ever made a collab and it was a pop and it was like a rock song, and that was kind of on you guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You definitely can. You know, and you know, the best thing is that, like, me and bro, we could finish a song within, like, oh my gosh, 24 hours. We could finish a whole mixtape in 24 hours. There's times where we don't finish like 4 mixtapes within 3 days. You know what I mean? So when it comes down to working and actually planning ahead, we definitely do that. We always plan ahead, you know, we always politic. We always, you know, try to stay on the same page, you know, and we just try to push. So, you throw a heavy metal at us and that's what kind of thing you want. Yeah, best believe you're going to get it. You're going to get it and you're going to get the best of it. Like, you know, we pretty quick, you know, because we want, you know, people to know, like, you know, we're serious, you know, and you never know, like, you know, in the industry, you know, they could need something be released, like, by next week or next month. So, you know, you always have to stay on your, you know, your P's and Q's, you know, stay on 10 toes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really good that you guys have that mindset. You guys are always looking out for, you know, because it's going to be competition, it's going to be people, you know, you're always looking out. That's really good.
Yeah, definitely. And we try to always make it exciting. So that case, you know, there's different type of audience that's also listening. Like, we're trying to make everything for, you know, the audience. You know, we don't want just one, you know, fan base. Like, we want everyone to feel like they're welcome. You know, like, this is where you could come to if you need to listen to heartbreak. This is where you need to come to if, hell, fuck it, somebody pissed you off at work today and you just want to listen to some rage shit. Like, come here, you know what I mean? Like, we got you, you know? That's just what, you know, we're trying to do. We don't, you know, support, of course, like, negative, you know, actions and stuff. But, you know, at the same time, we get it. So music, you have to, you know, same time, talk about it. You have to talk about certain things and stuff. You don't have to, but, you know, a lot of people...
A distraction, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everyone wants a distraction from their problems or stress or even reality sometimes. So as long as we can keep you distracted and entertained and pretty much going with the vibe you're trying to get out of, you can tell by the mixtape covers of what kind of energy you're going to get, because we work on energy, what kind of vibe you get off of just the cover, so you know like what kind of songs you're going to get by the colors, by the setup, by how close we are, how far we ate, or how far away we are. That's how distant it's going to sound, or the closer we are is more personal. You get to the mixtape, there's a lot of little things that we think about that other artists, I'm pretty sure, don't think about, or only a certain few that is like programmed to put you in that mood or get you out of that mood, or, you know what I mean, vibe with you. Because when you want to listen to, when you're in heartbreak, you want to get out of being in heartbreaks, or you want to hear about relating stories. So the cover will tell you, like, as far as, like, Broken Love has, like, a heart and, like, the rib cage. And if you want, like, something upbeat or something to make you positive, 3.14 has the little blocks that shows you that it's fast moving. It's upbeat. It's a, you know what I mean, pretty much get you moving.
Yeah.
So certain things are always, like, planned and to have a vibe or an energy just to tell you off of just the cover alone what you're going to get into.
Yeah, we're like a book, you know. We'll keep you entertained. You know, there's plenty of, you know, paragraphs, plenty of supporting details and plots, so many turns, like, definitely.
That's fast.
Amazing. And you guys include all that into every one of your songs?
Yeah, everything's majorly planned out.
Yeah, everything's yeah. There's a lot of songs where, you know, basically, like, you can tell, like, some songs lead up to another, like, event or another, you know, like, there's a lot of changes, you know, especially I always tell people to listen to the mixtapes. If you look on our YouTube, there's playlists. We already made the playlist for it. So in that case, you don't have to just look at the videos, but all the pictures, you'll be able to tell, like, okay, that's a mixtape. You know what I mean? Got the same name. But if you go to the playlist and you actually just listen to it, yeah, like, you'll get a better vibe. You'll get a better vibe, better understanding. You'll get, you know, you'll get the whole, you know, shebang. You know what I mean? And it's all, like, to me, it's always better listening to them, like, when you in that vibe, or if you cleaning your house and you just want to just vibe out. Yeah, like, you know. You'll get the gist to it, unless you just want to listen to your favorite song. Then, of course, you know, you can listen to the song itself, and you're still gonna, you know, even if you're just picking songs and you're hopping through, you know, the collection that we have, I guarantee you, like, it's gonna make its own vibe. Like, we purposely did all that for a reason. You're gonna catch the vibe of it. Like, it's gonna make you listen to another one, then another one, then another one, then another one, until you're just like, okay, I done heard enough. Like, I'm gonna come back. You know what I mean? And you come back, it's gonna hook you again. You know, like, you're gonna be like, damn, okay, let me see. You know, what's new? You know, yeah. We always dropping, and even if we're slowing down, then believe me, that means that there's something definitely greater that's about to come, you know, just like now. Like, you know, Red Massacre is I can say definitely might be one of the best collaboration that's right beside the Hustle and the Hitter, you know, one and two. So yeah, definitely.
Wow. And that works every time. That magic that works every time.
Yeah. I would say it does. It's a vibe, you know. It's just something just genuinely that, you know, we're just doing from our heart at the same time. Like, we just try to give music what it needs and, you know, what the people needs. And, you know, it works. It does. It works, you know. A lot of people don't really, you know, look at, you know, the art, the craft, the music, the beat. You know, it's every little thing, you know. Like, it's part of music for a reason, you know. You just gotta just clothe it. Once you clothe it and you making it into your own, or you structure it the way how you want to structure it, yeah, like, you know, everybody's gonna vibe with it, you know. That's the main thing, is what vibes, what don't, what slaps, what don't slaps, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Preach on. Preach on. Yes. It's almost like Sunday service, almost. I know.
Yeah, right? It kind of does feel that way, don't it? It's a Monday night.
Then you can smoke in this church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Music Church.
It's cheap for a reason.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to...
Which I'm thinking about. I wish it could actually be a thing. I wish that could actually be a thing.
What? What would be a thing?
You know, like a church. We make it like a music church. So instead of like a normal Bible study, we can make it about, you know, music, you know, about inspiration. And you know, like the holy word of God. There's like a holy word of music you put in.
I might actually do that then one day. I might actually come out with maybe a podcast or something and name it The God of Lyrics or something and do that then. You know? I mean, I don't know. You know? And then have Kush Lord in there, you know what I mean? Just, you know, boom. You know, we're going to take this high or something. I don't know. But that'd be dope. That'd be really dope. That would be. I wish they was like, you know, it almost kind of reminds me of what Tupac said, you know, when he was like, I wonder if, you know, all heaven got a ghetto, you know, a place for us, you know. That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. I can see that.
Me too. And I love that by Tupac. I love that because it also reminds me of why I'm doing this in the first place. You know, sometimes, like, you guys have felt it. Sometimes you doubt yourself, like, you feeling like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this anymore, or maybe you feel like this isn't, you know, right for you. That quote there always made me feel better, because that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm giving you a place, you know, to call your own, because the world doesn't give a shit about us. And so when you don't have a place, you have this.
Mm-hmm. That's facts. That
distraction goes back to that distraction, something to give you a good vibe.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I like the logo, and that shit's hard with the little. I know y'all can't see it, fans, but the music sign. Like, okay, hell yeah, that shit's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yes, Chief, I preach. Yes, you can be a pastor too.
I wish I could, but I will smoke this for y'all. You know what I mean? I hate to say to put this image out there, but I keep the op pack burning. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's okay. It's okay because you guys smoke anyway.
That's what that's cool. Double that.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah.
I've been smoking all day waiting to get on this podcast. I was like, I can't.
I know.
I know. Before, I think it was four packs. I'm just kidding. I think it was four packs that you guys were doing.
Yeah, man. I told you, we were excited. We were like, yeah, Yeah, we can't wait. We was already on the phone. We were just sitting there just talking about it. And just like, yeah, I done went, grabbed me a pack of cigarettes. You know, I done ran out of cigarettes and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, let me go ahead and,
Oh,
I got
God.
two more.
You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna be too far, but don't be, nearby just in case. You know what I mean? You never know.
Oh my God, I made a mistake. Why could I think of church we made with the spokeaholic? Ah, I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
Hey, ain't no wrong with that. You know, we
should go in tune with the upper room.
No, I know. We have to do it sometimes. Heck, I have to curse sometimes. I'm like,
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. It's just my vice, like Ludacris would say. It's just my vice.
100%, 100%. And speaking about letting this out, though, I did want to be honest. The thing I told you guys earlier about making my day, you did make my day. This is probably the best part of my day. This was the best part of my day. My whole entire day. Like, this was the best.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hopefully we made everybody else day too that's listening, you know. That's what it's all about. You know, be able to come together, have a good conversation, talk about music, talk about the podcast, talk about everything in general, you know. Like, that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. Just having a good time, vibing out, you know, having your aura right.
Yeah. Don't look at me. I have traffic. You're making me feel bad.
Oh, no. You good. I ain't talking about you. You good.
Coming for a reason. That's why we never push nothing. You know what I mean?
Guys, did you just see what he did? Yep. He said it to make it look like it was me. It was my fault. You know what? You're gonna get payback. I'm gonna hold this back for an entire I'm not gonna hold it back for another year. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
How dare you?
But yeah. But that's what it's about. You know, laughing, joking and everything. So, you know, yeah. I'm glad that, you know, we're here today. I'm glad that you brought us here. I'm really appreciative.
Yeah, of course. I was actually supposed to do like two before you, but you guys were the only ones and I was happy that I got you. I know it's so late for me, but I was like, what the hell? I might as well just do it already.
Yeah. A little surprise content. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely, absolutely. But honestly, from my heart, thank you, Lyric and Chifa, for being here with me. This was so fun. And you both are incredibly talented. He's got to say you both are incredibly talented. And I'm excited. And the fans, we're all excited for all the new stuff coming for you. We're so excited. We support you. I support you in everything.
Yeah. I support you too, and you know, I'm very appreciative for being here today, and you know, I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing as well too, you know, making this come true as well, you know, having the time to have us on here as well, you know. So, you know, loud mob with y'all, you know, we support y'all as well.
For y'all going, Chief of YZ on YouTube and Lyric Lauer on YouTube, follow Musically. I'm pretty sure y'all already in tune, but everybody follow and listen. It's going to be a whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Definitely. Thank you.
Doing this again. Oh, yeah. Thank you again. Okay. I appreciate this. You know what I mean? We definitely going to show love like we always do. Can't wait
absolutely.
For them
to come out. Me too. I might actually get a cocktail actually.
Ain't no one with that. I'm about to go ahead and get me something to eat. You know, brother.
Oh my God.
So, you know what I'm doing. I'm hopping in the stew.
Yeah, I'm be there.
Inspired me. We talked about music, so I'm definitely gonna
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you up.
Oh, you're making me hungry too. You're making me hungry. I actually got a I actually got chicken out here I'm gonna eat. I'm so excited.
Okay. Yeah.
I killed my Arby's before the interview. Make y'all want
hungry.
I didn't mean no munchies, you know what I mean?
And so we don't grow up to be chickens. So we don't have to be those. But thanks again, guys. Any lastly things before we head out?
Yeah, I got one thing. Loud mouth shit. That's it. That's my tagline.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for having us on here, and everybody check out Misley, y'all follow him Instagram, everything, and let's try to have a good year for next year. Everybody have you know a wonderful holidays, you know, and you know try to be safe, you know, y'all stay 6 feet, you know, and let's try to get everything back to, you know, normal, the way how it is, you know.
Hey, 10 toes. We don't want no one 6 feet. He's tired. He's been in the stew for the last 2 days.
Yeah, y'all stay 10 toes, man. You know, and
push the death on everybody. It's not a plan.
You know, y'all be safe out there, you know, family members and everything. And
Thanks.
You know, that's that, you know. Just
big thanks to Musical.ly once again.
Wow, you know, really, and just let us know this. When the concert is too, so that case we can be able to be there and participate. That's it. That's the last thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think you guys are active on Instagram, right, or is it Discord?
On everything. I'll be on Instagram. I'm on Discord now, of course, but I have Instagram. I just gotta get back on that. I haven't put it back on my new phone, so that's why you haven't seen me from there. But I'm gonna make a. Get back on there tonight and put some sneak peeks out there. So y'all go ahead, Chief of YZ on Instagram and everything. So
yeah, Lyric Lara 1366 on Instagram, and mainly if you type in Lyric Lara, just in everything, doesn't matter, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitch, Kick, whatever that you get on, just type in Lyric Lara and you'll see me pop up, you know, or Lyric Christ Lara. If not Lyric Christ Lara, The God of Lyrics, or K. Rose Lauer, or Lyric Lauer 1366. You'll find me pretty much.
Chief YZ and Chief YZ 1366. Same thing.
Yeah. Or Kush Lord. Same thing. So, y'all check us out. You know.
Smoked out the wheel. How about?
Oh my god. Ugh. They extra. Anyway, y'all make sure to check out Lyric and Chifa down below in links provided for you. I hope you all had a great evening watching us. Have a happy holidays. That's to you. And it is up before Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas. And if this comes out next year in 2022, which it probably is, Happy New Year, by the way. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Have a good evening, y'all. And before we all get too high, I'll catch you guys in the flip. It's easy.